Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network and the Keystone Sports app. If you don't already have the app, it's time to go download it. I'm Jim Galante, sitting in for Dustin Hawkinsmith. Across the table from me is Andy Shea. You're sitting in for the great one. You're sitting in for Greg Pickle.
Well, I'm sitting in a chair, but you do not replace Sir the Greg Great One. So Greg Pickle will join us shortly, but we're glad to have him from Chicago. But yes, I am filling in for Greg this week, and I am glad to be here.
Well, that's it. If you're a big fan of Greg Pickle, you don't have to worry. We're going to be hearing from Greg. We talked to him Monday morning prior to the Big Ten Media Day, so we'll get the take on what's going on Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. That's in quarter one. Quarter two, Andy and I are going to continue the preview of the Big Ten Media Days. Then the Ask Greg segment without Greg.
I'm ready.
A special Ask Andy edition of Ask Greg, and that's brought to you by 409 Tailgate Wine. That's our quarter three. And finally, in quarter four, and Andy, I'm looking forward to this, we're going to discuss our ideas for the improvement of college football. The greatest game in the world, but it's not perfect.
It is very imperfect, and I got a couple ideas. I wish Greg was here for that one. We'd have some fun with that, because mine's not more complaining about things. I just have some things I think need a little, you know, they need a little touch-up and a little paint, but that's it.
Oh, well, I got huge ideas.
We're
not just touching up paint.
We're coming up from different perspectives.
Anyway, without further ado, let's turn to the great one, Greg Pickle, out in Chicago, on assignment, as they say. Mr. Greg, are you there?
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. It's good to be on with you. And if I could make one change in college football, I don't know what it would be, but I think it would probably have something to do with all of those commercial breaks that pay for everything that nobody likes when they're not at a game, but certainly need to pay for all major TV deals that so many schools, including Penn State, get. But I know there's a lot of people that sit at home and say, why do these have to be so often, so, you know, so long? But there's also the financial component. There's a lot to discuss. I look forward to listening to what you guys come up with.
Well, I'll tell you what, Greg, you just marked off one of my issues. Although I was a little more specific, I think they've been sneaking in that we do a commercial, do a kickoff, do a commercial. That's the one that I hate. And I hope they never do that as much as they do in the NFL. But anyway, we did not call you to talk to you about your ideas for college football. We called you to talk about Big Ten Media Day. So I know nothing has begun yet, so you don't have any new news yet, I wouldn't think. But why don't you just kind of give us a little bit of the lay of the land in Chicago, what we should be looking for?
Sure. Well, I guess the first thing I'll start with, guys, is that Penn State, like every other program in the Big Ten, always releases its annual media ahead of this event every year. And one thing that's worth noting from this year's media guide is that Manny Bullen's not on the roster. The linebacker, of course, was removed from the team back in December after missing the last few games of the 2017 season. And there was a social media post not too long ago that made a lot of people think and wonder that, maybe Manny's going to be back with the team. Maybe he'll be reinstated. Well, it is worth noting that while James Franklin is going to address that at some point later today, he's not initially on the roster. So I don't think that at this point, guys, I just would be a little bit surprised if he's reinstated. It's taking too long, and if he's going to be back, he needs to get practicing and be around the team. So we'll just wait and see what James Franklin says about that. But, yeah, for the time being, I do think, too, that you know, one of the things to watch for, of course, the big high-level play this house, Saquon Barkley, bless Penn State, can contend in the Big Ten in 2018. And the other thing too, guys, is of course Trace McSorley and just how well viewed he's going to be by the folks out here. He's going to speak on Monday. He will certainly be one of the most, focused on speakers, the player group, during Monday's session. And I think a lot of people are going to come away really, really impressed by what they learn about him.
Well, he's gotten a lot of pub recently as one of the faces of college football, and probably
not from everyone, Jim.
Except he's not one of, what is it, the top 10 quarterbacks?
Correct. That's right. Yes.
Well, other
that's ridiculous, by the way.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's kind of that's the exception, I think, that makes the rule obvious. I believe he's one of the faces of college football, and that's what we're going to go by, Greg. All right. But how about for the Big Ten? Other than him, Bosa at Ohio State, who is not there, right, at the Big Ten Media Day?
Correct. Yeah. So it honestly is one of the more, I don't want to say uninteresting because all these kids have good, but it's one of the less star-studded groups, I guess you could say, in really quite some time. I mean, Brian Lewerke, Scott do come from Michigan State. I mean, Isaiah Prince and Paris Campbell are here from Ohio State. Dakota Dixon and TJ Edward from Wisconsin. Penn State, of course, brings Trace and Nick Scott and Amani Oriwariye. But, yeah, it's not an overly group like it's been in years past, and most of that is because teams bring their older guys, give or take, maybe a couple exceptions here or there. They don't necessarily bring quote-unquote best players, so you don't always get the conference's marquee names. And, you know, that group that I just mentioned, most of those guys talk on Tuesday, but on Monday, it's almost, I mean, for all intents and purposes, the Trace McSorley show when you talk about who's here. Clayton Thorson, the Northwestern quarterback, will talk. He's always interesting. Chase Winovich from Michigan is considered one of the best defensive linemen in the country. Scott Frost is going to attract a ton of attention as a new head coach out at Nebraska, and his players will certainly be asked a lot about him. And then, you know, Purdue brings David Blow, who is really an interesting quarterback name in the Big Ten at this point in time under Jeff Brohm. So, yeah, I mean, it's just not all of the big names you would come to expect, but for Penn State, they do have, or at least one of them, and certainly he's among the best of the players here. There's no question.
Hey, Greg, your phone's breaking in and out, so we want to apologize to our listeners that, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. And in Chicago, it's just modern technology. You're just breaking up a little bit, but I just wanted to apologize. I wanted to ask you about a couple things. What are the two or three things that you think that Jim Delaney needs to address on behalf of the Big Ten Conference? I mean, all the schools are going to be there. It's sort of the one time a year where they get everybody together. What are some of the things you think he needs to address and talk about? Or better, I guess the better question is, what are the two or three things you would ask him to address on behalf of the conference?
Well, so I apologize for the phone issues, guys, and it's hope okay. They clean up here as we go out through with the rest of this interview. But the one thing I would say is that, you know, I think that we need to hear him discuss the fact that, you know, obviously a couple of things. Sports betting is coming to number states. Some have already implemented it. Of course, Las Vegas and has long had it. Delaware, New Jersey now have it. Pennsylvania could have it in place by the end of the season, although it doesn't look like it'll be in place by the start of it. But, yeah, I mean, I think sports betting is really one of the first things that comes to mind to me when, you know, his time to talk, which is at the start of these Big Ten Media Days, will be the inaugural speaker. And I think he's going to have to talk about that. The Big Ten recently came out not too long ago, guys, and talked about maybe having a national injury report. I think that's going to get a lot of play. And he's going to talk about concussions, too. I mean, the CTE stuff comes up every single year. This year will be no exception. I think the other thing we'll probably spend some time talking about, too, is the strength of the Big Ten. Because when you look across the conference, it's about as strong as it's been in quite some time. And I think that they're going to start banging that drum early. So that way, when we get to the point of November, and maybe there's two Big Ten teams worthy of college football playoff consideration, the viewpoint has already been shaped about what those teams have accomplished in a Big Ten conference that's very good to reach that point with hopes of maybe getting two teams in. So those are the three things I sort of think we'll hit on Monday, and then he speaks again on Tuesday.
Let me ask your thoughts on the Big Ten and to use the I word, imbalance between the East and the West and the divisions. And do you think it's something that the Big Ten Conference needs to address? Because let's not forget, the last 2 years, our conference champion has not played in the college football playoff. 2 years ago, Ohio State made it as a wild card when Penn State won the Big Ten championship. And last year, their Big Ten champion was shut out of the college football playoff. While I love the fact that the Big Ten Conference is becoming stronger overall, and the Big Ten East with those four teams is going to be a gauntlet, they might just end up eating their own a little bit and not being represented in the college football playoff. Do you think that's a problem, Greg?
Well, the imbalancing is interesting, especially as we debate the private, public, and perceived imbalance at the PIAA level in Pennsylvania. At the Big Ten level, it's almost like the Big Ten East is, you know, could be considered private schools, where all of the champions, for the most part, have come out of that side of things the last few years, while the Big Ten West is, has not been as successful. And, you know, look, I think that, you know, my opinion on this is pretty straightforward. I think this is boom or bust time for Wisconsin. I think that they play a schedule that is worthy of getting into the college football playoff if they run the table. Right. I think they have the best team at this point to be able to go out and run the table. They're just really, really solid. So, I mean, at this point, I think it's boom or bust. But in terms of addressing it, guys, I just don't know if there's anything they can do at this point to really fix things or reorganize or realign things. I think this is what we got. The Big Ten West keeps getting better and better, but of course, there's a lot to figure out, too.
Well, one follow-up to that, Greg. There's the imbalance East versus West, but there's also conference to conference. The Big Ten is deep, and they play 9 conference games. Southeast Conference, they play 8. And if that translates into a second loss for an Ohio State or a Penn State or a Wisconsin, that's what will cost them a playoff berth, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that when you see sort of where the crossover games come in, I mean, that seems to be a big part of it each and every year as well. Just simply the fact that, you know, guys, if you look at some of the past crossover schedules, it has hurt Big Ten teams because they're not playing either, if they're the best team in the West, they're not playing the best team or teams from the East and vice versa. And I think that, you know, maybe that's one area that Big Ten could be a little bit more focused, is that you got to make sure your best teams play your best teams. And I know that's going to make your schedule tougher, and it's going to make everyone obviously want to continue to not look for really, really difficult Big Ten, or I'm sorry, non-Big Ten games. They're going to keep their non-conference schedules fairly weak, and that sometimes upsets fans. But I do think that, you know, if you're going to get into the college football playoff or get 2 teams in, you got to have a good schedule. I mean, I know we've seen Washington get in with a really poor non-conference schedule, but I do think that it comes down to, at the end of the day, what you're able to do from a conference perspective. If you're able to run the table, but everyone points to the fact that the teams you played were not very, very good or not the best, it certainly hurts, especially when the perception already is such in the SEC, for example, that, you know, if you run the table in the SEC, you obviously have accomplished a feat that, you know, is held in very high regard at that, you know, college football playoff conversation time, whereas the Big Ten maybe is not quite there yet, but I think they're close.
Exactly. Greg, really appreciate you jumping on with us for a couple minutes here. Unfortunately, that's about it as far as time for quarter number one. Thank you, Greg.
And all right, thanks, fellas.
Have a good time out there.
And that.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Greg. And that concludes quarter number one of our show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with quarter number two.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.